Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. Thanks for joining us. So this week's sermon is entitled Building Bridges, and it is the fourth in a series on forgiveness. We're reading from Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 to 21. After Jacob died, Joseph's brothers said to each other, "What if Joseph still hates us and wants to get even with us for all the cruel things we did to him?" So they sent this message to Joseph. "Before our father died, he told us you did some cruel and terrible things to Joseph, but you must ask him to forgive you. Now we ask you to please forgive the terrible things we did. After all, we serve the same God that your father worshiped." When Joseph heard this, he started crying. Right then, Joseph's brothers came and bowed down to the ground in front of him and said, we are your slaves." But Joseph told them, "Don't be afraid. I have no right to change what God has decided. You tried to harm me, but God made it turn out for the best, so that he could save all these people as he is now doing. Don't be afraid. I will take care of you and your children." After Joseph said this, his brothers felt much better. So if you could pick your future, what would it look like, sound like, feel like, and maybe even smell like? I'm hoping my future is in a bakery. While we often think our future is something that will just happen to us, the truth is actually quite different. Much of our future is determined, or at least influenced, by what we are doing and choosing now. Just think investing. One of the investment gurus, Susie Orman, gives the example of a 25-year-old who invests $100 a month in a Roth IRA for 40 years and earns 12% annual return. That seems high, but hey. When that person retires at age 65, their investment will be worth just over $1 million. But if the same person were to start investing $100 per month at age 35, they'd only have around $300,000 by the time they reach 65. If in your future you plan to be a movie star, it might be time to take an acting lesson or two and even go find Lisa Granger at the church and offer to be in one of the church's wonderful murder mysteries. I mean, anyone can play a dead body. And it may be that you will be a renowned painter in your later life, even though right now you're an accountant or a teacher or a truck driver. But it's likely there are things happening in your life and could happen that would help you get there. Time to go get some paint, some brushes, and some canvases and start making art. That's why it's so important to understand the power and purpose of forgiveness. Forgiveness may help the past by wiping the slate clear of an injury done long ago. It might help in the present to heal a hurt between you and another, even a hurt in your own heart that is holding you back, holding you down, that released would allow you to grow and flourish. But that same forgiveness can also be the very thing that's going to create a new future, a healing for you or for them or for a whole community that will allow an amazing new beginning with relationships that are growing and becoming life-giving. Because sometimes when there is a hurt between two parties, confession and forgiveness can begin the process of building bridges. And it's the calling of the followers of Jesus to build the kingdom of God one brick at a time, not a physical building or even a physical nation, but a community of love, grace, peace, and joy, building bridges. And this story in Genesis illustrates how it can happen. Now, you understand why Joseph's brothers were so afraid, yes? They, the other sons of Jacob, who was the son of Isaac, who was the son of Abraham, had dumped their brother Joseph into a pit, sold him into slavery, and now faced the right hand of the mighty Egyptian Pharaoh without the protection of their father, who had died. Yes, their cowardice was on full display. Yes, they knew they were guilty. Yes, they knew their lives were in Joseph's hands. And yes, they also fundamentally never understood the transformation God had done in Joseph's life, that Joseph could and had forgiven them because of God's amazing grace shown to Joseph. And of all the mean, stupid, irresponsible things those brothers had ever done, this time they got something right. They asked to be forgiven. They asked to be reconciled. And they asked if a bridge could be built between them and Joseph that would, unbeknownst to them, transform the future. Transform the future of Israel. It's a lesson we all need to get straight in our heads and hearts. Building bridges is always gospel work. When we endeavor to connect with others in the community of faith and even outside of it, we are doing what Jesus did and is doing through us. When we work for reconciliation between ourselves and those we have struggled with, and even with others who have struggled with each other, we do Jesus' work. When we work to overcome pain and alienation and separation and mistrust and even anger because we realize that the future can be different because of Jesus' love, grace, acceptance, and because of Jesus' own sacrifice, we are building bridges. It's a calling and a skill we can acquire and hone each and every day as we look for those who are alienated and then in prayer seek ways to connect to those who hurt. On both sides, connecting them to healing grace, just like Joseph's brothers. Looking for a simple safety and a hope for themselves and their families, they reached out and found reconciliation. So if you could pick your future, wouldn't you want one where your relationship with the people you love was healthy and resilient and strong and full of hope and full of faith? They can be, and it starts with forgiveness. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us for this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can find us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or you can check out our website, www.otisvillepress.org, Otisville with two L's. Thanks for stopping by.